WBEZ Features is supported by Adler University, educating students to advance socially responsible practice, healthy communities, and a more just society. With degrees in psychology, counseling, public policy, and leadership. Adler.edu.
This past weekend, Chicago had at least 61 shootings. That level of violence is common during the summer. To understand the impact, WBEZ reporters have been talking to a variety of people in one neighborhood, West Humboldt Park. It includes Police Beat 1112. It's one of the most violent in the city. Chip Mitchell met Tracy Campbell there. She was relaxing after work with two neighbors. They set up lawn chairs in a vacant lot facing Chicago Avenue.
I come out here, I have some, buy some drinks, play some music, we enjoy some music, and just pray we be safe, you know, just reminisce and kick it. We're older people. This is a 75-year-old lady. I'm 53 and she's 48, 49, I don't know. We're not related, we're good friends. I consider them family. You know, if something happens, hey, baby. Either way, if something happens, she's going to call me and be like, y'all okay down there? If something happens where she live, and I see police, I'm going to call her and say, is you good? So we're like family, and we just want some peace.
You hear gunshots on this corner?
Mm-hmm. You hear the shots, you get out, and then the aftermath, the screaming, the tape, the, you know, the families coming through that, you know, so it's been a lot of sadness. It's been a lot of sadness. So,
Mayor Lightfoot and Police Superintendent David Brown, they identified this area, it's a police beat, there's more than 200 police beats, as one of the 55 they're focusing on to bring gun violence down. They call it the whole of government approach. How would you say it's going?
It's not. On the corner there, set their little Chicago community tent up. Do roll call, be seen, and then 15 minutes after roll call over, they leave.
What would you like them to be doing?
Policing.
And what does that mean to you?
That means coming out, walking, getting to know the community, not standing and sitting on crates, kicking it with each other all on their phones, just standing there talking and kicking it amongst themselves. For the police to step up and not just get paid. To me, they just getting paid. They ain't doing nothing. So that's how I feel about it. I think Lori Lightfoot is trying. I think the police commander is trying, but they need to do more. They need to really know what their police officers is doing. I've been in West Humboldt Park and South Humboldt Park for a total of 15 years. So if you ride within a 2-mile radius, north, south, east, or west. This is what you're going to see people trying to just get by and make it and stay out the way of that violence and pray that God protect us from it because, you know, but it's kids over here that don't have education. They ain't got nothing. They don't know nothing. They don't, you know, they have the will to make it and want to make it. Hello, how you doing?
What's up, baby girl? What up?
They have a will to want to do better, but look what they're up against. Look what they're seeing. How can they? It's just a sad case. And then you try to motivate them to want to do something, you know, when all they see is despair, hopelessness. Even when you go downtown, I'll jump on a bus in a minute. I was at Navy Pier yesterday. You know, the young people don't start going down there. Now, that's when everybody start putting their little arms up in the air. Because them young people is going downtown choking and taking their shit. So now they trying to do something. But we've been seeing that forever. This ain't nothing new to us. It's new to them.
Them meaning the officials of the city.
Period, yep. Them meaning the officials of the city. The merchants, all of them downtown, they go home to the suburbs. But them people start going down there tearing up their shit and taking their stuff. My bad for cursing. Then now they need something to be done. Hey.
How y'all doing?
Truly blessed, trying to enjoy this weather. So, yeah.
You're saying you've seen this, you've seen kids like this for a long time.
Yeah, they be dancing and stuff. I only thing is, it surprises me. It don't surprise, nothing too much surprise me. But like the searching people going to the beach and them collecting guns off of them is so sad, man. But that used to be a safe place to go. Used to be safe to go to the beach and lakefront. Not now. So it's got to be a systematic overhaul of everything. You know, you can't just start militant up there. You got to start policing down here.
Down here in the neighborhood?
Yeah, you know, if you do what you need to do that down here, then them they, you know, and help with jobs and opportunities and education, and something for these kids to do, then they won't feel like that's inciting and let's go break some windows and take some stuff and shoot and kill, you know.
You got music there?
Uh-huh.
What are you putting on?
Some blues. I'm finna play it. And guess what? Since y'all are all talk radio station, while Chip's still recording and talk, we gonna play some music, y'all. Tina Marie.
That's Tracy Campbell talking with WBEZ's Chip Mitchell in Chicago's West Humboldt Park neighborhood.
It's the way that you feel when you know it's real.